and on ways to respond here to let it burn. And, of course, a lot of this is being tied to climate change. You're saying climate change, of course, is what they ended up giving us our let it burn misery. And right. No, it's like we've had human causes of this. There have been human policies. Green's wet dream was to have no timber cut.
That's right.
And to have no forest. So you end up having catastrophic growth in the forests, and we don't get rid of fuel loads. And so now we're saying, okay, well, we're going to use prescribed burns to make it not catastrophic, except the fuel load is so high that you can't help but have catastrophic responses when you end up doing this, especially when you're doing it in the summertime here, too. All right, now, Brad Ford had a report on our Portland reporter, who was talking about, they were talking about climate change on the coast, right?
If I remember correctly, everything about it was about the coast. And it was, you should have seen Bill's face when I told him about this, folks. And because we just went to the NOAA site that gives you sea level trending for the next 100 years.
And what they were saying, what I think the scientists said with Brad Ford, was talking about how much was sea level going to be rising.
I think it was 8 feet.
8 feet over 100 years.
Yeah.
Right? All right. You know what NOAA says? If you end up going to the coast, it's tidesandcurrents.noaa.gov.
Right.
And you can actually click. And by the way, yes, sea levels are rising in most of the places on the West Coast. But let's take a look here. Let's click on Brookings. Okay? Crescent City is what they use. Crescent City, Brookings. The relative sea level trend is going down 0.78 millimeters a year with a 95% confidence interval. So from 1933 to 2017, it's gone down 3 inches. Sea level has actually dropped in Brookings and Crescent City over the last 100 years and is predicted to continue. This is what NOAA is saying. And now that's out through 2017. So we have the scientists that are saying that it's going to go up 8 feet.
Right. And NOAA tells you that it's going down.
And it's continuing. Well, and by the way, it's continuing to go down.
The rest of the areas that it goes up, if you dive further into the information at hand, very simply, it's an average of the tsunami of different aspects of storm, tidal surge, things like that.
They build it all
they
in.
They bulk it in.
Now, you go to Port Orford. You go north on the coast. Right. So Port Orford, the sea level rise is going up 0.1 millimeter a year. That is a fraction of an inch every 100 years.
Right.
It's going up. Okay. But remember, the scientist says it's going up 8 feet.
Right.
Right.
I remember everything on that report, it was amazing to see. How can he say this?
Okay. Charleston, Oregon is going up about 4 inches in 100 years.
Right.
All right. That's what they're looking at there.
No, that's on the North Coast, correct?
Yeah. They were going to the North Coast here. All right, now in Garibaldi, a little higher, we're going up about 9 inches in 100 years.
Right. Now, these were areas that were affected, the tsunami-wise, storm-wise, different things, And that's the difference in the methodology that they use. They started factoring in these approaches so that they could sell the sea level rise.
You have to sell the sea level hysteria. Yeah. Astoria, by the way, sea level continues to drop there by a fraction of a foot every 100 years.
Right.
All right, now that's Astoria.
This map will take you anywhere basically in the world. And the best one I ever found was Midway Island.
Yeah, Nia Bay, Washington, dropping 6 to 7 inches every 100 years.
Right. The physical properties of water just don't make sense in any of that that they put on them.
So. And you see, this is the kind of story that is just, and it's essentially people just lie.
Well,
I think it's because their climate, you see, they're talking about their computer model, their climate model says that the sea level is going to rise 8 feet in 100 years.
Well, okay, they're relying.
That's your computer.
They rely upon the information gathered from someone else instead of researching it in actuality themselves. The page that we're on is from NOAA. That's, and that's like where all of this information goes to as a drop dead point for access. All of these sites, this particular site takes you so you can study climate sea level trends in the whole world. And it was incredible and enlightening for me. I mean, enlightening experience for me when I saw it and I went to Midway Island. And then I really dove into the research they had on it. And they were saying, oh, the sea level rise. Well, we should be losing Midway Island, you know. But basically, it isn't fluctuating at all if you really average it all out. And I look at it and I just think, okay, we have storms. We have changes in climate. We have different things. But the reality to our health in our current existence is what I'm talking about. With these fires, we have to take climate change out of that aspect of it. To get a hold on fire is literally fuel, oxygen, and a source of ignition.
It's not real complex.
And through this document, they talk about natural sources of ignition. And that's where they're stuck. They're stuck in using that, okay, as a philosophy. You're restoration people, okay? Fire has its uses. No one is arguing that. It's the timing. It's the timing of the time of year when you have the Chetco effect, bringing all of the smoke from a 200,000-acre fire right down into our valleys. It kills and cripples the economy. It's taking people and making them suffer. We have to stop it.
And I honestly believe, though, Mr. X, that this is by design. I really do think this is part of that. There are unfortunately groups of people who look at humans as who look at us living in the Rogue Valley. We living in the Rogue Valley, Grants Pass, Ashland, Medford. Well, maybe not Ashland, because they think differently in many cases about this. We're really not deserving of breathing clean air. Let's talk with Wild Salmon Steve. Hello, Steve. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Thank you.
Yeah, we don't have a lot of time, so you got to make hay with it, okay?
Okay. Well, 100,000 years ago, the ocean rose 100 meters. So maybe that's what's still going on. And when it comes to the smoke and the air, this is all because they took the money away from the Forest Service from logging. And the only way they can get money from Congress is to burn our forests. So, yeah, get a hold of your congressman. I'm not sure what good it's going to do, because they're all lawyers and they all collude together to make money.
So at the very least, we need to be empowering our local counties, Jackson, Josephine, Curry, Coos, and elsewhere, to get in the face of these agencies.
Yes, Colleen is doing a great job. Support her.
Thank you, Wild Sam and Steve. Claire is in Grants Pass. Hello, Claire. Go ahead. Hi, Claire. Claire going once? Claire.
Hi.
Oh, hi, yeah. Claire. Go ahead.
I wasn't really surprised, but Governor Brown should have changed her policies after what President Trump did in California. He cut off the money for fighting forest fires.
Well, so, he was cutting off money for forest fires. In other words, he wants, from what I understand, he wanted to change the policy to actually not waste money on just fighting fires. I guess he wanted to. Wasn't he trying, Mr. X, to encourage?
He's trying to encourage a rational thought about this, about why are you allowing the conditions to prevail that allow this type of catastrophe to happen? And that's how we have to look at it, or we're going to be the next news item.
That's right. Jeannie is in Medford. Hello, Jeannie. Go ahead. Hi, Jeannie.
Oh, hi. Yes, I wanted to know if there's a difference between the science that tells us we can't burn a fire in our fireplace for air quality purposes and the science that says we have to let our forest burn for the good of the citizenry. What's the difference in that science? I'm curious.
Let's see. I think the difference is that one science restricts the people and the other science restricts the people. It depends on. I think that's kind of a cynical response on my part, wouldn't you say, Mr. X?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Whatever can screw the people over most thoroughly, I think, is the science that ends up being used.
Right.
Let's go to Ron in Grants Pass. Hello, Ron. Go ahead.
Good morning. Thanks. In reference to the rising and the point of the sea levels, I think the elephant in the room, or maybe more correctly, the whale in the room, is the fact that earthquakes happen and tectonic plates rise and lower. Now, that's going to change the elevation of the land in reference to the water. And water may be lower if the tectonic plate rises. So nobody's saying anything about earthquake action or tectonic action.
Oh, yeah, because, yeah, we had that creeping, the right. creeping plates going everywhere.
That, and that's the point at which common sense comes to play. There is always that activity. My point earlier was to just emphasize the idea that here is someone supposedly reporting a scientific aspect of understanding that our sea levels are going up by 8 feet. I'm sorry. It's just, you know,
the actual evidence on the water and the ground is not reflecting that.
And we're not supposed to know. I can check that every day. If I was concerned about it, I'll check it every day. I'll go to that NOAA site and just check.
Hey, Steve. Steve's in Phoenix. What's up?
Yes. I've always been a studier of levels and things like that. I used to build houses.
Yes.
What we do, we used to use a water level. Water seeks its own level. You put a little kid pool out in the yard, you put water in it, it doesn't get deeper on one side of the pool than the other. So how can it be raising 8 feet in one point and 3 or 4 centimeters in another point? It just doesn't work that way for geography's sake. That's all the comment I needed.
That is the idea of it. But
and that's the reason we bring it up, because remember, this is NOAA observing what is actually happening.
Right.
These are not computer models about what they predict is going to happen.
Well, you know, they're
because of it.
The whole concept of the climate change rationale, the imposition of sustainable development, has to occur with the people becoming complacent with the restrictions that hit them over this time. Okay, all of these things. And I want to illustrate it with something here.
Yeah, we've got about a minute, though, so
that
should put a wrap on it.
Purpose and need of this decision that we were talking about. The needs to amend the forest plans are threefold. Current fire management direction in the two forest plans, by emphasizing aggressive suppression, is actually driving forest conditions in a direction that's contrary to the desired conditions and management objectives in several land management allocations. Second, the current and expected rate of fuels, treatments, and other vegetation management, such as thinning and prescribed burning, cannot keep pace with the changes taking place in vegetation and fuel conditions. Third, the current direction in both forest plans does not allow the forest to take full advantage of the fire management options available under the federal wildland fire policy, leading to ever-escalating wildfire costs and the continued decline in forest conditions, and thus a divergence from the forest plan goals and objectives. And that, I could end right there. It ties it all back to the origination of the 1995 policy. It tells you that the strategy is in place and that we need to be vigilant and we need to keep pressure on Kate Brown. We need to support our county commission, who is taking a very bold action in doing this and acknowledging this stuff.
All right.
And with that, I'll be done.
All right. Mr. X, we'll have you back. Thank you for the research, and we will share all that and get it to Shane and get it up on KMED.com.
Okay.
825.
From Clouser Drill.